Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 1, verses 6 through 13, and the Song of Zechariah. The Reverend Dr. James Bonnick is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today is taken from John chapter 1. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Well, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. You know, the stores are glistening with candy canes and silver lanes aglow, and there are toys in every store, not to mention the holly on your own front door. That's what Johnny Mathis says anyway. And the song's not too politically correct with hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots for Barney and Ben. But Janice and Jen still play with dolls that walk and talk, and moms and dads can hardly wait for school to start again. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel in the IC entryway as well. And bells are ringing and carols are playing that you sing. Yep, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Actually, that song is a lie. This isn't what the world looks like before Christmas, does it? The song is a grand fairy tale, nostalgia and wishful longing at best. And Christmas certainly didn't happen because of candy and toys and singing and bells and joy and laughter and goodwill and a paradise on earth. No. Christmas came because the people walked in darkness. We dwell in a land of deep darkness. I just finished the book, Seven Men Who Rule the World from the Grave. Think about it for a moment. Darwin led us to a Bible that has lost its authority. And with Darwinism, the Christian religion has become pluralized, and family is fast disappearing, and morals are non-existent, which all leads to atheism, and we live in it right now. Karl Marx is looking for a perfect world while using force in denying original sin and the existence of a triune God, particularly Jesus Christ, who is not popular today. Then you have a man named Wellhausen in the mid-1800s who believed everything we know and believe to be true must be questioned, especially the Bible, where we end up with the Bible as myth and Christianity as merely helping people in their human needs apart from Jesus Christ, all the while promising that humanity will get better and better. Then we have Freud with his, who made psychoanalysis the new salvation of the world. Everything operated by the force. Sound familiar? And we're still hoping for that perfect world on earth while libido and sexual desires run rampant, even today. We have John Dewey in the middle 1800s who taught Christianity as far inadequate and believed public education was the answer to all social improvements. And with Dewey, everything became relative. No more absolutes, no more truth. Do whatever works. The world's pulpit moved from the church to the public classroom. Then we have John Keynes, who introduced a new politics, or a new economics, government that borrows and borrows and gets deeper and deeper into debt so that you will depend on the government as your savior and they will bail you out. And all the while we follow suit and we get ourselves deeper and deeper into debt and grow stronger and stronger into materialism. And then there's Kierkegaard, who advocated a Christianity based not on the truth of the Bible, but on personal experience, feelings, and passion, and a religion centered on man, which is certainly a commentary on the wide variety of worship we see in the world today. Which leads up to Christmas. And Christmas, what leads up to Christmas is Advent. But Advent is not toys and lights, is it? It's not tree and bells. Advent is darkness and sin. It is a world at the time of Moses in fashioning a golden calf and looking for anything that we can worship as an idol. It is a world at the time of Jesus, while religious leaders made up hundreds of rules in order to save oneself, and another group of leaders who outright rejected any salvation or any eternal life. In a document at the time of Jesus, the Apostolic Church preaches against living in the way of death, adultery, abortion, holding a grudge, speaking evil of others, pedophilia. And this was all going on just before Christmas. And so here we are during Advent, just before Christmas, our Christmas. We have politicians running for president of the United States saying it right out loud that abortion is the humane thing to do, and even uses the scripture to twist their line of thinking. And this is all going on just before Christmas. And so here we are, Advent, just before Christmas. We have the deterioration of the family and same-sex marriages, even within our own families, and lust running through our own minds. It's beginning to look a lot like the days just before Christmas, isn't it? And we're sitting smack dab in the middle of it, sin and darkness and death. Don't let the toys deceive you. Don't let the lights disguise the death. We need a Savior. We cry out to God, O come, Emmanuel. Savior of the nations, come. Even so, Lord Jesus, quickly come. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. When Adam and Eve sinned, all the world was cursed. And original sin was now attached to every one of us, and we cannot get it off. And God promises a Savior through the line of Abraham and David, from the mouth of Isaiah and Micah. 700 years before Jesus, God promises this through the prophet Isaiah. A voice cries, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. 430 years before the birth of Jesus, God speaks to the prophet Malachi. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And to Zechariah, the angel announces, your wife Elizabeth will bear a son, and you shall call his name John. He will make ready for the Lord a people prepared. And God sends this prophet. He sends this pastor. who will go before the Lord to prepare his way, leading up to Christmas in this cursed state in which the world lies. God sends Zechariah and Elizabeth's son, who will preach the knowledge of salvation. John will preach Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. John is to announce that the light is coming into the world, that in the tender compassion of God, the light of heaven comes to save us from sin and death. John's message, John's sermons, will call us who are sitting in darkness to repent. To repent of our sins, for Jesus, the kingdom of heaven, is at hand. So we proclaim to a people sitting in darkness as the church, the deep darkness of sin and death, that the light has come. But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those under the law, in order that we might receive the adoption as sons. See? The gentle lamb appears. Promise from eternal years. Lo, within the stable lies he who built the starry skies. God sent John the Baptizer to prepare us who live in these dark days for the coming of our Savior, the light of the world. This Savior, Jesus Christ, is the one who made everything that is, who made heaven and earth. And yet he is the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sin of the world. With his own blood, he redeems us. He bought us back from the eternal clutches of Satan and hell. And through his blood and death and resurrection, he did it. He adopted us back into his eternal kingdom, into his perfect kingdom. And at the time of your baptism, he gave you the right to become a child of God. Born not of blood nor the carnal will of the flesh, but on purpose. God made Christmas happen. He willed it in order to save you and me and all the world. It is true, actually. It is beginning to look a lot like Christmas. For us as Christians, Mary is with child. God lies in the manger. The word of the gospel is being proclaimed to release us from the prison house of sin and death. We who walked in darkness have now seen a great light. We who have dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on us now the light has shined. He is our bright and morning star, Jesus Christ, who comes to save us. And while we live repentant lives, yet we live redeemed, joyful lives. And so, take these words back to work with you. Take these words home with you, these words of Jesus. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Joshua Schneider, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.